जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी राधा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यमुना तीरवन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधा जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदश श्रीमद् शिवायनगिरि एस भक्तिवान स्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू सी कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 5 वर्स 29 एंड 30 सो द रिसाइड वर्स 29 इति तानपि राजेन्द्र प्रजासर्गधियो मुनि उपेत्य नारद प्राह वाचः कूटानि पूर्ववद् इति तानपि राजेन्द्र प्रजासर्गधियो मुनि उपेत्य नारद प्राह वाचः कूटानि पूर्ववद् इति तानपि राजेन्द्र प्रजासर्गधियो मुनि उपेत्य नारद प्राह वाचः कूटानि पूर्ववद् इति तानपि राजेन्द्र प्रजासर्गधियो मुनि उपेत्य नारद प्राह वाच कूटानि पूर्ववत् इति तानपि राजेन्द्र प्रजासर्गधियो मुनि उपेत्य नारद प्राह वाच कूटानि पूर्ववत् इति तानपि राजेन्द्र उपेत्य नारद प्राह वाच कूटानि पूर्ववत् माताजीस् इति तानपि राजेन्द्र प्रजासर्गधियो मुनि उपेत्य नारद प्राह वाच कूटानि पूर्ववत् वट टू वट मीनिंग इति दस तान देन सन्स ऑफ प्रजापति दक्ष नोन एज शवलस्वाज अपी ऑल्सो राजेन्द्र ओ किंग परीक्षित प्रजासर्गधिय हू अंडर द इंप्रेशन दैट बिगेटिंग चिल्ड्रन वॉज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट ड्यूटी मुनि द ग्रेट सेज उपेत्य एप्रोचिंग नारद नारद प्राह सेड उवाच वर्ड्स कूटानी एनिजमैटिक पूर्ववत एज ही हैड डन प्रीवियसली ट्रांसलेशन ओ किंग परीक्षित नारद मुनि अप्रोच दी सन्स ऑफ प्रजापति दक्ष who were engaged in tapasya to beget children and spoke enigmatic words to them just as he had spoken to their elder brothers. Now, verse 30 and 31, 29 don't have purport, so we'll recite verse 30 and 31 also. I'll myself recite and then we'll read the purport. Dakshayana samshutta gadato nigamamama anivachha tu na padvim bhratrunam bhratruvatsala. Translation. O sons of Daksha, please hear my words of instruction attentively. You are all very affectionate to your elder brothers, the Hayashvas. Therefore, you should follow their path. Narad Muni encouraged Prajapati Daksha's second group of sons by awakening their natural affinity for their brothers. He urged them to follow their elder brothers if they were at all affectionate towards them. Family affection is very strong. And therefore, Narad Muni followed this tactic of reminding them of their family relationship with the Hariyashvas. Generally, the word Nigama refers to Vedas, but here Nigama refers to instruction contained in the Vedas. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam. The Vedic instructions are like a tree of which Srimad Bhagavatam is ripened fruit. Narad Muni is engaged in distributing this fruit. And therefore, he instructed Vyasdeva to write the Mahapurusha Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, for the benefit of ignorant human society. अनर्थोपशमं साक्षात् भक्तियोगं अधोक्षजे लोकस्याजानतो विद्वांस चक्रे सात्वत संहितां द मटेरियल मिजरीज ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी विथ ई विच आर सुपरफ्लुअस टू हिम कैन बी डायरेक्टली मिटिगेटेड बाय द लिंकिंग प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस बट द मास ऑफ पीपल डू नॉट नो दिस एंड देयरफॉर द लर्नेड व्यासदेवा कंपाइल्ड दिस वैदिक लिटरेचर विच इज इन रिलेशन टू सुप्रीम ट्रूथ People are suffering because of ignorance and are following a wrong path for happiness. This is called anartha. These material activities will never make them happy, and therefore Narada instructed Vyasadeva to record instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva actually followed Narada and did this. Srimad Bhagavatam is the supreme instruction of the Vedas, Galitam Phalam. The ripened fruit of the Vedas is Srimad Bhagavatam. Verse 31. Bhratrunam prayanam bhrata yo anutishthati dharmavid sapunya bandhu purusho murudbhi sahamodate. Translation. A brother aware of the principles of religion follows in the footsteps of elder brothers. Because of being highly elevated, such a pious brother gets the opportunity to associate and enjoy with the demigods like Maruts who are affectionate to their brothers. According to their belief in various material relationships, people are promoted to various planets. Here it is said that one who is very faithful to his brothers should follow the path similar to theirs and get opportunity for promotion to Marudaloka. Narada Muni advised Prajapati Daksha, second group of the sons, to follow their elder brothers and promoted to the spiritual world. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवम श्री चैतन्यमेश्वरम हरे कृष्णा सो आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास सीकिंग ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल वैष्णवास एस्पेशली सीनियर डिवोटीज लाइक रूप रघुनाथ प्रभु आई ट्राई टू स्पीक समथिंग ऑन दिस वर्स सो दिस इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल सेक्शन एस्पेशली फॉर ब्रह्मचारीज बिकॉज नारद मुनि हियर प्रीचिंग द यंगस्टर्स टू not to entangle into the material life and directly engage thoroughly 100% to devotional service. But here, Narada Muni employed a different tactics to preach the second group of Dakshasan. So topic name for Keshavanampur especially, he will ask today, tomorrow morning again me what topic name. Tactics of preaching, okay, special tactics of preaching. That's the topic name today because that's what Narada Muni did. To the second group of sons called as Shavalaswas. So first of all, we try to see what is preaching. Because we have conception that preaching means sit and give class. That is called as preaching in a wide sense. And that is a most of the case the fact. But Prabhupada says, what is preaching? In one of his books, Prabhupada says, any activity that will bring the soul closer to Krishna, even by some margin, that activity is called as preaching. That could be giving a prasadam, inviting them to temple, assisting into preaching, any activity that will bring soul one step closer to Krishna. That activity is called as preaching. So who can preach? A person who has a personal realization. So Prabhupada very beautifully says in 1.4.1's purport, personal realization does not mean that one should out of vanity attempt to show one's learning by trying to surpass previous acharyas. So sometimes the heat of preaching, we want to show our learning. I'm without pass out now. I learned many scriptures. I learned many commentaries. I can speculate based on commentaries. We try to show off the learning. One must be fully confident in the previous acharyas. At the same time, one must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstances in a suitable manner. That's what required for preaching. We must realize the subject matter so thoroughly that for any variety of crowd, as per their level, as per their need, we could be able to present the subject matter. But while doing that, the original purpose of the text must be maintained. No obscure meaning should be screwed out of it. Yet, it should be presented in an interesting manner for the understanding of the audience. This is called as realization. Once this is called as preaching. One who is realized in this way can preach it effectively. So, for a preaching, one must able to understand the audience nicely. If one don't understand the needs of audience, then his preaching won't be effective. Just like my personal experience, I'd like to share. 2018, when I came in Govardhan College for a preaching service here, I got immediately preaching service. And I came in this month of June or probably July only. And immediately I have been sent to one village. In that village I am still going. That village is called Amgaon. Nearby, near our highway, that village went. Now, I got preach in the BARC from the devotees who are from IITs and ISC Bangalore. They studied in IIT Bangalore. So we used to get a lot of technical knowledge, technical presentations. And that's how I got preach. Now, what was my conception of preaching? And that program was youth program. Fortunately, that was a youth program. So I thought, wow, it's a youth program. Now I got opportunity to present them whatever I have learned in my journey when I was cultivated as a neophyte devotee. So let's present those things logically, systematically, science of faith. I decided topic, a science of faith. And I gave them class, even though in their own language, native language, still, it was quite technical class. And in my first class, boys were 22. Next week, when I went into the same village, number of boys became 10. Third week, when I went to that village, number of boys became 5. I said, what's happening? Why are they not coming? What's going wrong? I'm not understanding. And then I asked a couple of questions to 4 or 5 boys who came. That last 2 classes, whatever I spoke, did you understand anything? They said, no, we didn't understand anything at all out of that. And that's why many students didn't turn up. And then I realized, my God, we should not preach the way I got preached. We have to understand that level. So next, almost 7 to 8 weeks, probably few months, only 3-4 boys used to come. That too after 1 hour. I used to go 6:30 at that program. 7:30 some boys used to send. Go, jao, prabhuji aaye thoda jao, betho udhar jaake. So, suno, sadhu aaye, betho suno, kya bolte suno. Just for, I came there, they used to send some 2-3 boys. Then what should be done? Then I realized one thing. These boys can't understand philosophy. They need engagement. They need glorification. They need some that I mean appreciated here. So then I started reciting shlokas there. And entire class, I used to make them memorize one shloka. And then I used to give them that, whoever recites this shloka next week, I'll give some prize. And then next week I gave prize to the one boy who recited the shloka. And the other boy started feeling, he's getting prize. I also get prize. So next time I'll recite. But now what's the problem? I don't have Gita. that boy had a Gita. I don't have Gita. So few boys came to me, Prabhuji, we want Gita. Okay, next week I brought Gitas. And then they started engaging themselves in reciting the slokas, memorizing slokas, and that's how they started getting purified. And then now, in the same village, the program is happening. More than 8 boys are chanting 16 rounds now. Because we didn't understand the pulse of the crowd. And that's what Prabhupada did as an expert preacher. When he went to USA, first month, while staying in the house of Agarwal, what Prabhupada was doing, he was just observing what Americans like, what is the lifestyle of Americans, what do they do, what they behave, where their attachment is there. So that's a technique we require for preaching. Now, first of all, who can preach? As we learned from this purport, that a self-realized person who can present the subject matter. But can every self-realized person preach as per the Madhurya Kadambani written by Vishwanath Chakravarti? It's not. Now, there are three adhikaris: Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Kanishtha Adhikari. Nature of bhakti is independent. Bhakti can't be given. Bhakti arises out of his own, because this is Krishna is supremely independent. Krishna's energy, bhakti, is also supremely independent. We know from the verse from 11th canto, Smarayan Smarayantasya Mitho Aga Haro Hari Bhaktya Sanjataya Bhaktya. Only bhakti can give us such bhakti. No other external efforts can make one person to bhakti to enter into his heart. Only bhakti can do it. So why can't Krishna give bhakti to everyone? No, Krishna can't give, because Krishna is a samoham sarabhuteshu. He is impartial to everyone. If Krishna wants to give bhakti, he has to give bhakti to everyone. And Krishna don't want to interfere in the free will of jivas, so Krishna never gives bhakti. So who can give bhakti? Only devotee can give bhakti. Now among the devotees, there are uttam adhikaris. What is the characteristics of uttam adhikari? Sarvabhuteshu ya pashyet bhagavat bhavanam atmana bhutani bhagavati atmani esha bhagavatottamaha. So uttam adhikari devotee sees every living entity bhagavat bhavanam atmana. He naturally sees them as a devotee only. He can't see them other than devotee, because he is a top rank, just like Radharani. Best system is Radharani. When we go in front of Krishna, then Krishna is not happy with us, because we are doing many nonsense activities in a day. So when we go to Krishna, he is not interested much in us. But beside that, Radharani is standing, Supreme Mother, who tells to Krishna, oh see, this wonderful soul has come in front of you. Bestow your mercy to him. Krishna says, no, I can't, because I know what he is doing. Whole day, I can't bestow him mercy. He is not surrendered to me. No, 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 no. He's thoroughly surrendered to you. He's more surrendered to you than me. He's more advanced than me. And then Radharani, when says like this, Krishna has to give the mercy, because, oh, you are saying that he's advanced than you. Then I must bestow a mercy to you. So advanced devotees can't preach Uttam Adhikari, because they see everyone as the same only. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, best example. If somebody used to complain to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami that a particular devotee is engaged in Maya, what Raghunath Bhatta Goswami used to say? Yeah, but Maya is also Krishna's devotees. So by engaging in Maya, that particular person is engaging in Krishna's service only. He can't see the Maya. So who can give the bhakti? Only Madhyamadhikari. Why? Who is the Madhyamadhikari? Ishvareshu tat adineshu balisheshu disashuyat prema maitri kripo upeksha yakkaroti samadhyamaha. A Madhyamadhikari devotee discriminate. What he does? He loves the Krishna. He makes friendship with the devotees. He preach to innocent. And he neglect the envious. So he can discriminate who is envious, who is innocent, who is a devotee, and to whom we should offer our love. And because he can discriminate, naturally he will see who are favorable for receiving Krishna consciousness. And then he tried to preach them. And that's how, through the Madhyamadhikari, Krishna's mercy follows, Bhakti Devi mercy follows through the Madhyamadhikari, and that's how a person gets a bhakti. So, to get a bhakti, one must get the mercy of Madhyamadhikari. Now, how Madhyamadhikari initially gives the mercy? Because initially, if you just preach, then nobody may, one may not listen it. Everybody is not ready to listen the philosophical understanding. So Sutta Goswami very beautifully explained in the second chapter of first canto. Shushusha Shaddhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi San Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishevana. First of all, Madhyam Adhikari, devotee, allows the person to serve him, to appreciate him. That is called as Mahat Seva. When he goes to some place and he distributes prasadam, he gives kirtan, that activity makes the person sitting in that audience, makes them appreciate that devotee. Naturally, when the person appreciates the devotee, Krishna's mercy little bit follows. He develops sukruti. When that sukruti little gets advanced, it turns into shraddha. And that shraddha turns into punya tirtha nishevanat. Makes him to surrender to that devotee. So that's why in this Govardhana College, what we are trying to do, when the people come, they appreciate the Govardhana College. Now who made the Govardhana College? Devotees made. So naturally, subtly, just by coming to Govardhana College, they appreciate the devotees. And that's how they get Sukruti. And when this Sukruti gets matured, they come to platform of able to listen to the message, able to follow the message. So that's what Madhyama Adhikari does. The best example is a Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj. So once Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj from going by car to some place, and in between the car stopped for filling the petrol. Now Maharaj came out of the car, called one boy who is working in the petrol pump, and told him, "Can you hold this back for some times? I need to adjust my dhoti nicely." And that boy had no connection with the Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, no connection with the sadhus, which religion he was following, that also he was not aware. But happily that boy came, held it back for some time, and Maharaj adjusted his dhoti. He took the back, and Maharaj said, "Thank you very much." And Maharaj sat in the car. Now, Maharaj's servant was sitting beside him, and he got a little angry and bewildered. He told to Maharaj, "Maharaj, we have surrendered our life to you. We are serving you constantly. You could have easily told me to hold this back. Why you called that boy to hold your back? I also could have done that same thing." Maharaj said, "Fine, you could have done easily. But I don't know on this track when I am going to come back again. I don't know when this car will again stop on this petrol pump. I got very few minutes. In that few minutes, I engage him in some service. And I appreciated him. Because of that, now he is favorable to devotees. Somebody will come in the future and this Sukruti will help him to advance further in his devotional service." See, this is called as, this is how preaching starts. So we must provide them opportunity to appreciate the devotees, and that's how these various social projects started in GV. Rural development, rural education. Make them appreciate the Govardhana College. When for the residential camp, children comes here, and they stay for 5 to 6 days, even though they may not chant after going to home. But they have so much appreciation for the Govardhana College that they want to come again and again and again. And after coming here repeatedly, one day it comes that person becomes a devotee, starts chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he gives up all his bad habits. So, that's how we should start preaching. And Bharat, Jada Bharat is the best example how to preach to different crowds. Vaishnava Chakra Thakur says, Jada Bharat, how he preach to his relatives? Because his relatives were in the mode of passion. The person in the mode of passion is not ready to listen the message. Because what is the passion? Rajo Ragatmakam Vidyam Trishna Sangha Samadhuvam. They have intense desire for enjoyment. Trishna. And that's why to satisfy their desire, what they do? Karma Sangena Dahinam. Tandimadnati Kanteya Karma Sangena Dahinam. To get that enjoyment, they have to labor hard. They have to work hard. And that's why they got bind up by the karma. Now, if they want to enjoy something, if you tell them about the pure divine service, this karma is useless, this world is miserable, they are not ready to accept it. So we can't preach them by words. So Jada Bharat gave his association to them. Just by association, he tried to increase their sukruti. Now, How Jadabharat preached to the people in jungle who bound up the Jadabharat for giving his ahuti to the Yajna for Kali Mata. How he preached him? He preached them by neglecting them because those dacoits were in the mode of ignorance. What is ignorance? Mohanam Sarvadehinam. Tamastu Agyanajam Vidhim Mohanam Sarvadehinam Pramad Alasanidrabir Taman Nibadnati Bharata. Now, if he would have preached them, they would have become more angry on the devotee. Jadabharata is a devotee. Now, by offending devotee, they would have gone away from Krishna more. And that's why he did not preach them at all. He neglected them. And by neglecting them, he avoided their offenses. And that's why bring them closer to Krishna. And that's why Madhyamadagari, for envious person, he should neglect them. Why? To envious person who is envious to Krishna, if you try to preach them, he may blaspheme the devotees. He may blaspheme the organization. He may blaspheme the founder Acharya. He may blaspheme the Krishna. And he may go more away from Krishna. And that's why we are not preaching them. We are actually making them away from Krishna. And that's what Jadabharat did. But Jadabharat, when he found that Rahuguna, who has predominance of Sattvaguna, he has Rajaguna, he is a king. But he has more Sattvaguna, he can listen. And when opportunity came, he hit very hard with his instruction. And that's how Rahuguna got preached. Rahuguna became a devotee. And that's what Narada Muni is doing here in this section. Krishna says in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Na buddhi vedam janayet agyanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvanyukta samacharaha. Who is a vidvan? He knows that people in general, they're agyanis. They don't know bhedam. What is a karma kanda and what is pure devotional service? What is a altruistic activity? They don't know bheda. Agyanam karma sanginam. Those are engaged in enjoyment. Karma sanginam. So what expert person does? Joshayet sarva karmani. He dovetail their activities. He dovetail their attachment in service of Krishna. He is called as vidwan. So preaching means try to understand. Try to identify a particular person to which he is intensely attached. What is the attachment of that particular person? And if he try to attack on that attachment, either try to dovetail that attachment in Krishna's service, or if you are able to smash that attachment, and if you are able to destroy the faith on that attachment, then only we could be able to easily preach that person. And that's what Narada Muni did. What Narada Muni did? A brother is naturally attached to an elder brother. It's quite natural. It's a nature's law. Any younger brother is attached to an elder brother. So what Narada Muni told Shavalaswas, see your elder brothers. What they did? Don't you love him? If you love your elder brothers, naturally, you must follow what they did. Then only you can exhibit your love. Oh yes, 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 we should follow him. And naturally, what Harishas did? They became devotees by the instruction of Narada Muni. And Shavalaswas followed the same people. And naturally, they also become devotees. That is called as Vidvanyukta Samachara. So Narada Muni is the best example how to become Vidvan while preaching. Identify the attachment, attack on that attachment, or dovetail that attachment. So we are not going to see the few examples from the contemporary life and also scriptures how this attachment can be dovetailed or can be attacked by various preachers and they made other person devotee. So Maharaj often tells examples of one Christian preacher. So one Christian preacher once went to a coal mine to preach. And he started preaching to coal workers, mine workers. And what he told him? Oh, if you don't follow the path of religion, what will happen? You will go to hell. And they were innocent people. Oh, what is hell? So the preacher told, oh, hell means a place where there is a complete darkness. Now mine workers, they work inside darkness only. Inside a mine there is darkness only. Now, darkness? Fine, no. Here also is darkness. So what's the problem? If you go to hell, what's the problem? We are also experiencing darkness only. We are happy with the darkness. Then he told him, oh, it is a place where there is no television. So in mine also there is no television. Oh, fine. Here also no television. Fine. Now, what to do? What to do? He was thinking. So understand that for mine workers, only way to do time pass is newspaper. In between, only they read newspaper. That's what they engage their That's what gives the happiness to the mind. So he told him, oh, hell is a place where there are no newspapers. And they got shocked. Oh my God, there are no newspapers? Oh, we don't want to go to hell. Tell me what we're supposed to do. And that's how they started following the religion. See, he dovetailed their attachment. Prabhupada also, what he told hippies, what is spiritual world? He never told, na tad bhasayate suryo, na shanko, na pavaka, immediately. He told, spiritual world is a place where there's an ocean of LSD. And these hippies are attached to LSDs. Oh my God, it's an ocean of LSDs. Now tell, oh Swamiji, what should we do to get that ocean? Oh, you must chant Hare Krishna. And they started chanting Hare Krishna. Another example you can see, Narad Muni preached to Ratnakar Daku. Ratnakar dacoit. Now, to which thing Ratnakar was attached? He did a lot of sinful activity. He looted a lot, killed many people. When in childhood we used to listen to the story of Ratnakar Daku, we used to call Valyako in Marathi. It is said that when he used to loot one person, he used to put a small stone inside one pot. And he had a 7 pot filled with the stones. That much people he looted or killed, whatever you can say. That much sin he did. But on which strength he was doing, he had a faith that I am doing to feed my relatives, parents, wife, children. And naturally, if I'm doing sin, they will be the one who will share my sins. So Narada Muni told, go and ask your relatives, your wife, your children, your parents, are you ready to share this, share your sins? And Ratnakar went, he said, no. They said, no. We are not ready to share your sins. It's your duty to protect us. It's your duty to feed us. Because you are our husband, you are your son, you are our father. And there, his attachment got destroyed. To whom I am doing so much, they are not ready. So what's the use of this? Now he went to Narada Muni. Now Narada Muni, tell me, what should I supposed to do? And that's how, from Ratnakar dacoits, he become a great sage, Valmiki. He smashed his attachment. Josheid Sarva Karmani. Third example you can see, Narada Muni Chitraketu Maharaj. Now to whom Chitraketu Maharaj was intensely attached? His son. He was so much attached to his son that he forgot everything. And whole attention was his son. But it's quite natural. After marrying to 1 crore wife, he got 1 son from 1 wife. Can you imagine? Just to get a son, he married 1 crore wife. He tried it a lot, but didn't get. And after that 1 wife, we got 1 son. Naturally, all attention go to him. But when the son got died, it was like a falling of vajra on his head. Now how to get out of this attachment? Narada Muni expanded, Vishwantakura says, Narada Muni expanded himself into the body of that son. And when that son starts speaking, actually Narada Muni was speaking to the body of that son. And now what that son started speaking? Who is father? Who is mother? I had many father previously. I had many mother previously. Who are you among that? And Chitraketu Maharaj, when I heard this, what is speaking, man? I was thinking, he's my son. I am his father. And that boy is speaking, who is my father? I had a lot of births previously. I will have a lot of births afterwards. What is this? His attachment got scattered. And he started following Narada Muni. And that's why I become great devotee Chitraketu Maharaj. Again, Narada Muni example only. Narada Muni preaching to Dhruva Maharaj. Now initially Narada Muni tried to preach Dhruva Maharaj. Oh, all these things keeps happening. One gets angry. We should not become serious about all these things. You are a child. Don't become serious. Okay. Yasya dayavitam satayina sukhadukkayo atmanam tosham dehi tamasa paramrachati. If one tolerates these, satisfies himself, then he can cross over all these things. So don't be angry on this mother, stepmother's words. Go ahead. Go to your house. Play. What Narada Dhruva Maharaj told? No. I am angry right now because I am a Kshatriya. If you could give me something by which I could achieve the position greater than my great grandfather, then give me something. Otherwise, go to your own place, I will go to my own way. So Narada Muni thought, it's not possible to preach him. So what he told, let him give some process by which he could able to achieve what he want. So he gave him the vrata, the process of bhakti by which he could be able to achieve the great vow by pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With the faith that he may get the mercy of Supreme Lord and he may become pure devotee. And that's what happened. As a Mishra devotee, he performed intensely the bhakti. But when Krishna bestowed mercy on Dhruva Maharaj as a Kripa Siddha, Dhruva Maharaj become devotee. Now, Dhruva Maharaj, Narayana doubted Dhruva Maharaj's attachment towards the bhakti and with the possibility that he may become a devotee. So again, expert preacher of Narayana Muni. Three varieties of preacher. Ratnakara was a dacoit, Chitrakirti was a kshatriya, and Dhruva Maharaj was also intensely passionate kshatriya to get the position of a kingdom. Now, the most important example. Vidura preaching to Dhritarashtra. Now, all of us know that Dhritarashtra, despite being lost in the war, despite doing all atrocities to Pandavas, was staying in the house of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And every day, Yudhishthira Maharaj used to go to meet Dhritarashtra, offer his obeisances, and used to call him King, O Rajan. And still, after 10 years of war also, what Dhritarashtra was thinking? Still, I am the king. He was attached to the position of kingship, kingdom, becoming a king. Now, Vidura thought it's enough. I must go and preach him to bring him out of the kingdom. So, Vidura came. And he told very beautiful verse to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Pratikriya na yasseha kutashit karishit prabho saisha bhagavan kala sarvesham na samangata. Oh Rajan, oh king, your king I know, but Kala has approached you. Nobody can surpass the Kala, okay? His approach to all, come out. But Vidura saw that there is no much change in the expression of the face of Dhritarashtra. Then tell the next verse. Yena chaiva bhino piyam praner priyatamar api janasadyo viyujjeta kim utaner dhanadibi. What does it mean? Whoever is under the influence of Supreme Kala must surrender his most dear life. And what to speak of other things as wealth, honor, children, land and home. Oh, you are attached to wealth, you are attached to position, but Kala, one has to surrender this. But what Dhritarashtra thought? No. That's okay for others. For me, no to surrender. I am happy here. Why to surrender everything? I am still king. Further, he told the words. Pitru bhratru surup putra hatascha vigatam vayam atmascha jaraya grasta paragehe shupasate. Vidura thought, probably if I tell him you are old, your body is diseased, probably by listening to this, Dhritarashtra may renounce. Your father, brother, well-wisher, sons dead. The sons to whom you attached are dead now and passed away. And see yourself, your body is overtaken by invalidity and you are living in the home of other. Still, Dhritarashtra thought, no. Yudhishthira is my own child only. He's born my nephew. He called me king. He called me father. How can I say I'm living in the home of another? I'm still happy here. Then he used further weapon. Andhapuraiva vadhiro mandaprajasya sampratam vishanya danta mandagni sargaha kalpaha udvaha. You have been blinded from your birth. See, you are blind from your birth. And you can't hear also properly. Your memory is shortened. Your intelligence is disturbed. Teeth has loosened. Angam galtam palitam tundam dashanavahi jati tundam. All the same verse. Your liver is defective. You're cuffing your mucus. Still, probably Dhritarashtra must have thought that probably by taking medicine, I may get cure also. Again I become young. Again I become still ruler of the kingdom. Now, Vidura thought it's enough. Now I must attack his heaviest attachment or his heaviest aversion, whatever. And he told the words, Aho mahiyasi jantor jivitasa yatha bhavan bhima payor jitam pindam adaite grahapalavat. Alas, how powerful the hopes of a living being to continue. I am telling so much till you want to continue in his life. Verily, you are living just like a household dog. That also fine for Dhritarashtra. But next sentence was very heavy. Eating remnants of food given by Bhima. When you heard the sentence that I am living by the remnants given by Bhima, to whom I hate most. Because Bhima is the one who killed entire Kauravas. 100 Kauravas, Bhima is killed. So Dhritarashtra was very heavily averse towards the Bhima. Especially his two most dearmost sons, Duryodhan and Dushyasan. Bhima very brutally killed. So he was very angry. And we know the past time that when Bhima came to meet Dhritarashtra, what Krishna told? Put that iron statue in front of Dhritarashtra because he is very angry. And Dhritarashtra was so powerful that by embracing the iron statue, he powdered that iron statue to kill the Bhima. So Bhima was also fearful of Dhritarashtra. If he see me, he may get angry on me. But Yudhishthira gave me service to give him food. So what Bhima used to do? He used to go near the room and throw the food. He never used to give the food very respectfully. He used to just push the food in front of Dhritarashtra so that his anger should not come on me and I can go away. You are living by the mercy of such a person. Don't you feel shame? And these words pierce the heart of Dhritarashtra. Now next verse in the same section, what Vidura spoke was the same verses practically with the same meaning what he spoke previously. But now those words started making him the saints because his attachment got threatened. And immediately Dhritarashtra left home, started performing his process of transcendence and attained the Brahma Jyoti or whatever place he attained after his execution of that devotional service. So that's how Vidwan does attack on heaviest attachment or dovetail the most prominent attachment towards the devotional service. Now, further example we see. Many examples are there today. Because that's our movement is preaching. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu example. Preaching to Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakash Saraswati is a Mayavadi in the Varanasi. Now, Mayavadi's most intense attachment to Brahman. They're attracted to Brahma Jyoti. Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahmasmi. That's our intense attachment. And somehow other, Tapan Mishra or Chandrasekhar Acharya, they arrange a meeting of Mayavadis so that Mahaprabhu can meet them. Just to hope that Mahaprabhu will preach them and they become devotees and will get some association with devotees in Varanasi because Varanasi is full of Mayavadis and they were feeling that lack of association, both of those devotees in the Varanasi. So Mahaprabhu went to that assembly. What Mahaprabhu did? He first of all washed his feet and hand and at that moment he exhibited his Brahman effulgence. And moment he exhibited Brahman effulgence, because those Mayavadis naturally get attracted to Brahman effulgence, what happened? These Mayavadis, wow, he's such a beautiful person. On top of that, what he did? He smashed their attachment. How? He seated to the place where he washed his hand and feet, presenting himself very humble and meek. Now what Mayavadis are attached to? Namo Narayana, I am a Narayan, I am not different from Narayan. But he is sannyasi, he is showing that Brahman effulgence to whom we are attracted, but he is very humble. He is sitting at a place where we wash our hand. And naturally, Prakashananda Saraswati develop attachment, develop attraction and develop some inclination towards the Mahaprabhu. And he said, oh, why are you sitting there? Please come. You are such a glorious sannyasi. You are initiated by Keshav Bharati. You are Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You are took sannyasa and this is sampradaya. Come and sit. And here, because that glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all this Maya, all this sannyasi develop sukruti. Now, they are ready to listen the message. And that's how Mahaprabhu started preaching them. And entire Mayavadi people of the Kashi become devotees. And whole Kashi was full of devotee service. The Sankirtan voice was started tumultuating in the city of Varanasi. He made them attached to himself by showing the thing to whom they are most attached. Then, the beautiful example all of us know, Ramanujacharya to Dhanurdhar. Now, Ramanujacharya was attached to the eyes of that lady. Now, at that moment, if Ramanujacharya had said, ki, why are you attached to that lady? Nari sarbhar nabhi desham drishva maga moha vesham etad mausava sadhivikaram manasi vichente varam varam bhaja govindam. He would not have listened. What are you saying? I'm happy with her. What he told? Okay, if I show you something more beautiful than this, will you get attached to that? Of course. I never saw beautiful eyes than these eyes. If you show me the beautiful eyes, more beautiful than this, I will definitely get attached to the eyes. And Ramanujacharya showed him the eyes of Ranganatha. And not only showed him the eyes, he bestowed that vision to him. He had seen that eye many times because he is from Ranganatha, Srirangam only. He had visited a temple many times, but never got attracted to the eyes. But because of mercy of Ramanujacharya, now the same eyes become most beautiful to him and he become the greatest devotee of and greatest disciple of Ramanujacharya, giving him a higher attachment. ರಸೋಮಪ್ಸಕೌಂತೆ ರಸೋವರ್ಜಂ ರಸೋಪ್ಯಸ್ ಪರಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ನಿವರ್ತತೆ. ಅನದರ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಈಸ್ ಕಶ್ಯಪ ಟು ದಿತಿ. ನಾವು ದಿತಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಇಂದ್ರ. ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ದಟ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ಇಂದ್ರ. ನಾವು ಕಶ್ಯಪ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಮೈ ಗಾಡ್. ಕಶ್ಯಪ್ ವುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾ ಪ್ರೀಚ್ ಟು ಹರ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡೂ ದಿಸ್, ಇಂದ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವೈ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ಹರ್, ಯುವರ್ ಸನ್ ಡೈಡ್, ಐ ಅಗ್ರಿ, ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡಿಮನ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಡಿಸರ್ವ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ಡ್. ಐ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯು ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅವರ್ ರಾಂಗ್ ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್, ದೇ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಅಸ್ ಡಿಮನ್ಸ್. ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಕಿಲ್ ಬೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆರ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು, ವೈ ಆರ್ ಯು ಗ್ಯಾಂಗ್ ಅಗ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ಇಟ್? ಡಿಟ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ಲಿ ಅಗ್ರೀವ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ಇಂದ್ರ. ಸೊ ಓಕೆ, ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ಇಂದ್ರ, ಫೈನ್, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಪುಂಸವ ಅನವೃತ, ಫಾಲೋ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಪ್ರಾಮಿಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಗೇಟ್ ಅ ಸನ್ ಹು ವಿಲ್ ಕಿಲ್ ದ ಇಂದ್ರ. ಬಟ್ ಬಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಮೇಕ್ ಅ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಅಪೋಸಿಟ್ ಒನ್. ನಾವ್ ದ ಪುಂಸವನ ವೃತ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ಇಲಾಬೊರೇಟ್, ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ಕಶ್ಯಪ್ ಮನಿ ಟುಕ್ ರಿಸ್ಕ್ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಚಾನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಶಿ ಮೇಡ್ ಅ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹು ಬಾರ್ನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಅ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂದ್ರ. ದಟ್ ರಿಸ್ಕ್ ಕಶ್ಯಪ್ ಮನಿ ಟುಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗಿವ್ ದಟ್ ಪುಂಸವನ ವೃತ ಟು ಅದಿತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ವಿ ನೋ ದ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಪುಂಸವನ ವೃತ ಆನ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಶಿ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್, ಶಿ ಎಂಗೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್, ಶಿ ಎಂಗೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ, ಶಿ ಎಂಗೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್, ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ವ್ರತಾಸ್, ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಏಕಾದಶೀಸ್, ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಯುನೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ದಿತಿ ಇಂದ್ರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮುರ್ತಾಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಒನ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ನೈಸ್ ಬೈ ದ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಡೌಟೇಲ್ ಜೋಷಯತ್ ಸರ್ವಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ಯುಕ್ತ ಸಮಾಚಾರ. ಅಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ನಾವು ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಟು ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಸೊ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ನೋಸ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಡೌಟೇಲ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಮ್ಯಾಜರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ ಟು ವಾಟ್? ಬಿಂಗ್ ಎನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯನ್, ದೇಶಭಕ್ತ, ಭಾರತ ಭೂಮಿ. ವೆನ್ ಐ ರೀಡ್ ಜರ್ನಿ ಹೋಮ್ ಐ ಗಾಟ್ ಸೋ ಎಕ್ಸೈಟೆಡ್, ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಗೇವ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಬುಕ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಮದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಶಿ ರೆಡ್ ದ ಬುಕ್, ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ RSS ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್, ದೇಶಭಕ್ತಿ, ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. When she read that book, I asked her, so did you like that book? She said, yes, yes, it's a wonderful book. So what do you learn from this book? She said, oh, so many people want to come to India. Our land is so very glorious. Your Maharaj came from so far to India. Okay? He traveled in India. And he's doing something for India. Oh, I like that very much, that our land is so glorious. See, through her attachment, she was reading that book. Okay? When Maharaj told Gary's mother, did you read Journey Home? She said, of course I read Journey Home. The whole book is about my son only. So I read Journey Home. So seeing, she was seeing the book through her own son's eyes because it is about my son. So that's how one sees the book. So what Prabhupada should tell Indians? Oh, you are Indians. You have got so pious birth in the land of India. Bharata Bhumite Manushyatma Vajajat. But you are not utilizing your birth properly. Mahaprabhu instructed you. Janma Sarthakari, you should perfect your life and help others. I am the only Indian helping others. You should help me. Then only become real Indians. That's why you should double the attachment as being Indians to a preaching purpose. Then, how Prabhupada should preach to Westerners? Prabhupada should tell to Westerners, Americans especially. Oh, you are not Indians, you are Americans. Don't be lazy like Indians. What is the use of being called as Americans if you don't do marvelous activity? What is the use of your coin being an Americans? If you can't build Adbhut temple, go ahead and build Adbhut temple. Because Americans are naturally passionate. Utilize their passion in the service of Krishna. Use their attachment. Joshayet Sarva Karmani. When Ambarish Prabhu, that time Alfred Ford, first time met Prabhupada into the Detroit, in Detroit. So devotee introduced. How was he introduced? He's the great grandson of Henry Ford. Now, Ambarish Prabhu was attached to Henry Ford. That's really the founder of Ford, and I'm from Ford and his family. And that was a famous company in the automobile sector, the Ford. So what Prabhupada did? Oh, you are a great grandson of Henry Ford? Where is he now? And he got builder. Where is he now? What does it mean? He never thought that. Somebody will tell to me, where is he now? In which space he is in now? He never thought that. And there, his attachment got attached. At that moment, Ambarish Prabhu decided, I must follow the Prabhupada. And result we know. By that one sentence, we are getting beautiful temple in the ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೋಲಿ ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್. ದೆನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು. ಸೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಬ್ರೂಸ್ ಹಿ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ದ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಸೊ ಐ ರೀಡ್ ದಟ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲೀಲಾಮೃತ್. ಆನ್ ಒನ್ ಒಕೇಶನ್ ಅವರ್ ಕನ್ವರ್ಷನ್, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು ಸ್ಟೀಲಿಂಗ್, ಆನ್ ಒನ್ ಒಕೇಶನ್ ಅವರ್ ಕನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ ಟರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಪ್ರಿವಿಯಸ್ ಟ್ರಿಪ್ ಟು ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಇನ್ 1962. ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಬಿಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಐ ಮೂಡ್, ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೂಡ್ ಮೀ. ಐ ಇವನ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಒನ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ದೇರ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಪಿಕ್ಚರ್, ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಗರ್ಲ್ಸ್ ಪಿಕ್ಚರ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ವಾಲೆಟ್. ಸೊ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಆಸ್ ಟು ಸಿ ಮೀ, ಶೋ ಮಿ ದ ಪಿಕ್ಚರ್. ಐ ಟುಕ್ ದ ಪಿಕ್ಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಲುಕ್ಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಅ ಸೋರ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಡ್, ಓ ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಿಟಿ, ಗರ್ಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಆರ್ ಮೋರ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕಿಲ್ ಮೈ ಎನಿ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಗರ್ಲ್. ಐ ಫೀಲ್ ಅಶೇಮ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅನ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಗರ್ಲ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಪ್ರಿಟಿ. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎವರ್ ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಅ ಫೋಟೋಗ್ರಾಫ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಟನ್ಲಿ ಐ ನೆವರ್ ಗೇವ್ ಹರ್ ಅನದರ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪ್ರಿಟಿಯರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಅ ಪ್ರೀಚರ್ ಶುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಲೆಸನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ನಾರದ್ ಮುನಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀಚರ್ ಡಿಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಡಿ ಡಿಡ್ ದೇ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಐದರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಕ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ತೃಣೀಕೃತ್ವ ಜಗತ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ರಾಜತೆ ಸಕಲೋಪರಿ ಆರ್ ಐದರ್ ಇಫ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಡೌಟೇಲ್ ದರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ Krishna. But if you just preach without the discrimination, without the understanding of time, place, circumstances, what can happen? We may cause disaster. So Chaitanya Charan Prabhu once shared one incident that once there is a group of other follower other paths, mostly impersonalists, and they have some exhibition or some festival they have, and naturally they call few sadhus from different sampradayas to attend that festival. Out of there, one of devotee was ISKCON devotee. He go there. And he was listening to discourses given there and naturally getting angry because they were speaking impersonal things, mayavadi things. He was becoming angry, 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 angry. And when he got chance to speak, he said, now, I will teach him what's the proper message. And he started smashing their arguments based on scriptures, based on quoting verses, quoting acharyas, using very heavy words. Left, right, set of next half an hour, he smashed the sentence. Now, who was the audience sitting there? Naturally, follower of that guru. And their face became very angry. They're coming to our place, we invited you, and you are smashing what our guru preached us. And they become very angry about to. But now, see what happens. Their guru got up, and he came to mic. What he spoke? He spoke, even though somebody blasphemous, we should love him. That's what our philosophy is. And there is a loud applause there. Now what happened? Their attachment to their guru increased more. On the contrary, their attitude towards devotees, their attitude towards ISKCON, their attitude towards devotee service has tremendously gone down. So practically, there was now any possibility to make them favorable towards the devotional service. And whole mess happen. So that's how preaching means. Try to see to whom the person is attached and try to dovetail their attachment so that we can one step, may not be completely, we may not make them able to complete chant Hare Krishna section rounder, chanting Hare Krishna, giving the four related principles, but at least one step ahead towards Krishna so that they are favorable towards Krishna. And that's how life after life, by accumulating such a sukruti, one day they will become a devotee of Krishna. This we can learn from the preaching of Narad Muni. So these are a few thoughts on this verse. Thank you very much. If anybody has any question or comments or correction or feedback, they are most welcome. Adi Kesha Prabhu. Rupurna Prabhu. Thank you very much. Gantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.